You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This morning I want to talk about the most interesting thing of tech from Friday, which was the announcement from Apple and Google that they were going to help enable contact tracing apps. Important to remember, Apple and Google are not saying they will build the contact tracing apps, but they are working in partnership to help others create digital contact tracing apps. So, what does this mean? First off, it's interesting that Apple and Google are working together. They're rivals, now they're partnering. Obviously, they do some partnering, right? The YouTube app has to work on iOS. This is much deeper, much bigger. Second important thing is how they're doing it. There are a whole bunch of choices to how to make digital contact tracing work, right? You have to identify somebody who has the coronavirus, then you have to identify the people who were near them. You can do that through GPS tracing, theoretically, but that has huge privacy implications because then you know where everybody went. This version relies on Bluetooth tracing, which is interesting in that all it does is that it tells you whether someone's phone was near someone else's. So if my phone is near somebody else's more than, say, 5 minutes, there's data shared, a unique number for me and a unique number for them are paired. The pair is stored on my phone, the pair is stored on their phone. What's good about it is it doesn't say where it was. It doesn't say that I'm in New York or that I'm at the Price Chopper grocery store. It just says you were near them at some point during that period. All right, so the way this system will work is that you'll turn it on your phone, you'll go about your life. You will, throughout the day, get various pairings that are stored locally on your phone with different people. And then at some point, if one of those people tests positive, they will go to their healthcare provider. Then the healthcare provider will authorize them to send a code up to the cloud. Your phone will ping the cloud and you'll learn that you were near somebody during the 2-week period, and then you can take precautions. So it's a good privacy protecting system. Now, why did Apple and Google have to do this at all? That was the first question I had, which is you can build such an app without Apple and Google needing to do it. The reason, which is interesting, is that in order to have Bluetooth enabled at all times, even when the app is off, you have to have permission from the operating system. And there's also important power saving implications. So having Apple and Google participate basically makes the system work in a way it couldn't otherwise work. There's a big problem though. If 10% of the population does this, it doesn't do a lot of good. Maybe it does a little bit of good, because it means that 1 out of 10 times when you're near somebody who tests positive for coronavirus, you'll be told about it. So how do you get it to 50 or 60? Well, you might have to make it the law. You might have to make it a real social norm. Who knows? So there's some people saying this is useless. Only a small percentage of the population will use it. Why are Apple and Google bothering building this? Why are other health services or companies building apps on top of it? There's no point. If only 10 to 15% of the population uses it, it doesn't do anyone good. Maybe that's true, but we have no idea where the coronavirus is going to go. And by building this now, it takes a while to build software, At least the technology will exist in the world. And then, if in May, June, July, August, September, we feel we need a digital contact tracing system, it'll be possible to build it. So I'm in favor of what's been announced. We'll see what happens next. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.